I imagine that about five of you have understood the point of this. We all understand it, Wigan. It's not like they bring stupid people up here to battle school. It's not like I didn't pick you the best available army. And no doubt Bean is one of them. Right, Bean? Bean could hardly believe that Wigan was singling him out again. Just because I'm little, he's using me to embarrass the others. The little guy knows the answers, so why don't you big boys? But then Wigan doesn't realize yet. He thinks he has an army of incompetent launchees and rejects. He hasn't had a chance to see that he actually has a select group. So he thinks of me as the most ludicrous of a sad lot. He's found out I'm not an idiot, but he still assumes the others are. Wigan was still looking at him. Oh, yeah, he had asked a question. Right, sir, said Bean. Then what is the point? Spit back to him exactly what he just said to us. When you are ordered to move, move fast, so if you get iced, you'll bounce around instead of getting in the way of your own army's operations. Excellent. At least I have one soldier who can figure things out. Bean was disgusted. This was the commander who was supposed to turn Dragon into a legendary army? Wigan was supposed to be the alpha and omega of the battle school, and he's playing the game of singling me out to be the goat. Wigan didn't even find out our scores, didn't discuss his soldiers with the teachers. If he did, he'd already know that I'm the smartest kid in the school. The others all know it. That's why they're looking at each other in embarrassment. Wigan is revealing his own ignorance. Bean saw how Wigan seemed to be registering the distaste of his own soldiers. It was just an eye blink, but maybe Wigan finally got it that his make fun of the shrimp ploy was backfiring. Because he finally got on with the business of training. He taught them how to kneel in midair, even flashing their own legs to lock them in place, and then fire between their knees as they moved downward toward the enemy, so that their legs became a shield, absorbing fire and allowing them to shoot for longer periods of time out in the open. A good tactic. And Bean finally began to get some idea of why Wigan might not be a disastrous commander after all. He could sense the others giving respect to their new commander at last. When they'd got the point, Wigan thawed himself and all the soldiers he had frozen in the demonstration. Now, he said, which way is the enemy's gate? Down, they all answered. And what is our attack position? Oh, right, thought Bean. Like we can all give an explanation in unison. The only way to answer was to demonstrate. So Bean flipped himself away from the wall, heading for the other side, firing between his knees as he went. He didn't do it perfectly. There was a little rotation as he went, but all in all he did okay for his first actual attempt at the maneuver. Above him he heard Wigan shout at the others, "Is Bean the only one who knows how?" By the time Bean had caught himself on the far wall, the whole rest of the army was coming after him, shouting as if they were on the attack. Only Wigan remained at the ceiling. Bean noticed with amusement that Wigan was standing there oriented the same way he had been in the corridor. His head north, the old up. He might have the theory down pat, but in practice it's hard to shake off the old gravity-based thinking. Bean had made it a point to orient himself sideways, his head to the west. And the soldiers near him did the same, taking their orientation from him. If Wigan noticed, he gave no sign. Now come back at me, all of you. Attack me! Immediately his flash suit lighted up with 40 weapons firing at him as his entire army converged on him, firing all the way. Ouch, said Wigan when they arrived. You got me. Most of them laughed. Now what are your legs good for in combat? Nothing, said some boys. Bean doesn't think so, said Wigan. So he isn't going to let up on me even now. Well, what does he want to hear? Somebody else muttered shields, but Wigan didn't key in on that, so he must have something else in mind. They're the best way to push off walls, Bean guessed. Right, said Wigan. Come on. Pushing off is movement, not combat, said Crazy Tom. A few others murmured their agreement. Oh, good. Now it starts, thought Bean. Crazy Tom picks a meaningless quarrel with his commander, who gets pissed off at him and... But Wigan didn't take umbrage at Crazy Tom's correction. He just corrected him back mildly. There is no combat without movement. Now, with your legs frozen like this, can you push off walls? Bean had no idea. Neither did anyone else. Bean? Asked Wigan. Of course. I've never tried it, said Bean. But maybe if you faced the wall and doubled over at the waist. Right, but wrong. Watch me. My back's to the wall, legs are frozen. Since I'm kneeling, my feet are against the wall. Usually when you push off, you have to push downward, so you string out your body behind you like a string bean, right? The group laughed. For the first time, Bean realized that maybe Wigan wasn't being stupid to get the whole group laughing at the little guy. Maybe Wigan knew perfectly well that Bean was the smartest kid and had singled him out like this because he could tap into all the resentment the others felt for him. This whole session was guaranteeing that the other kids would all think it was okay to laugh at Bean, to despise him even though he was smart. Great system, Wigan. Destroy the effectiveness of your best soldier. Make sure he gets no respect. However, it was more important to learn what Wigan was teaching than to feel sullen about the way he was teaching it. So Bean watched intently as Wigan demonstrated a frozen leg takeoff from the wall. He noticed that Wigan gave himself a deliberate spin. It would make it harder for him to shoot as he flew, but it would also make it very hard for a distant enemy to focus enough light on any part of him for long enough to get a kill. I may be pissed off, but that doesn't mean I can't learn.